Thank you, Elizabeth Turner. Great job. Well, I was here for the first performance, and they did a great job, and I told them they got to up their game for the second performance. So we're glad you're here. Our musicians have done a great job, and we're just glad you're here to celebrate Christ, our hope, and what our musicians have put together for us. What I said at the 4:30 service, I'm just going to repeat now, but this is a season of life in which we need this season more than ever, don't we, as we look for hope, as this program is named Christ Our Hope. Our hope is not ultimately in who occupies the White House. Our hope is ultimately not in vaccines or effective virus treatments. Our hope is in Christ. And so we want to celebrate that, remember that, and be encouraged by that. So let me pray for us, and then we'll just give things over to our musicians for tonight. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to gather as your people and to remember the gift of the Lord Jesus, your Son, who came, born as a baby in that manger, taking on human flesh to be one of us, that he might truly take our place, but as one who is truly God, could truly satisfy divine justice. Lord, we praise you for his life of perfect obedience, his sacrificial death on our behalf, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension. And we praise you, Lord, that our King Jesus rules and reigns right now. We pray that the King of Kings will be honored and glorified and worshiped tonight and all that happens. We thank you for our musicians. We thank you for their work. We thank you for their willingness to serve us and to encourage us through music tonight. And we just ask again your blessing on all that happens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, and welcome. And welcome to those of you who are tuning in via live stream. We are happy to have you, even though you are not with us in person. You are with us in spirit. So welcome to everyone, and Merry Christmas. While the bell choir is getting set up for the next song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I'd like to take a little bit of time to tell you about how we happen to get a bell choir here at HLPC. So this year has been, as you all know, quite crazy. And there was a point where I was wondering if we would even be able to have a choir this year. So I started thinking about alternatives, different kinds of instruments we could play. And I've been in a bell choir before, and I really loved it, and I wanted to start one here for quite some time. And it just so happens that Perry Presbyterian Church, our sister church down in Perry, had a set of bells they hadn't used for a while, and so they have graciously loaned them to us. So the bells you see here belong to Perry Presbyterian, and we're so thankful that they're letting us use them. And we've enjoyed this new musical endeavor, and we hope you enjoy listening to us as well.
Thank you.
All right. While the choir is getting set up for the next set of songs, just wanted to let you know about our theme for this evening. I chose hope because this year we all really need hope. It's been quite a hard year, and really everything's been stripped away, and the only thing you can find hope in is Christ. So a lot of the songs that we're singing tonight are focused on Christ being the best thing, and that's why we can have hope in him. Paul's been doing a sermon series in Hebrews on how Jesus is better, and so if I could have had a longer title, it would have been Christ Our Hope, colon, Jesus is better, but that would have been too much. But that's our focus for tonight, so when you listen to us sing, listen for the things that tell us about why we can have hope in Christ, because he came as a little baby, but even then, he was powerful, and we can trust him, and that's what we need to focus on this Christmas season. So just wanted to let you know so you can be on the lookout for that. All the bell choir is getting ready to play O Come, Emmanuel. See, I know the program. I wanted to take a small second to explain our attire. If you know me, I like a theme. So everything kind of fits with a theme. So this year's theme is hope, right? And Easter and spring give us hope, as well as Christmas. So this year, they wore all black, but the choir wore these nice light pastel ties and these floral scarves to kind of remind us that there's hope. So even the wardrobe has a purpose. So just wanted to let you know. as the choir, see that? As the choir comes forward for our last two songs for you, this is the time when I do all of the thank you. So bear with me for the next couple of minutes while I extend a bunch of gratitude to a lot of special people. So first of all, we must thank the sound men, our lovely invisible superheroes in the back who make sure that we are heard and are in charge of the live stream. So thank you, Larry, Dave, and Dave. There's two Daves back there. Dave Square, thank you. I'd like to thank Kristen Epperson, our church administrator, for all of the little things she's helped me with over the last month, couple months actually. She made the programs, helped me with all the little details, even cleaned some things up. So thank you, Kristen. I would like to thank the choir, obviously. I love doing this. I don't know if you can tell, but I love it. It is truly a joy to lead these people, both the bell choir and the choir. It made me emotional earlier this year thinking that I wasn't going to be able to direct the choir, but here we are doing this, and it's so special, and I want to thank each and every one of you for all of your hard work. It's been a long couple of months, but we're here, and we did it, and you sound fantastic, so applause for the choir and bell choir. All right, I would like to thank Ben Turner. Where's Ben? Oh, there he is. You were over there last time. You're switching up on me. Ben, you probably couldn't see him, but he was playing the drum for us on one of our songs and sounded fantastic. So I would like to thank Ben for participating. Thank you, Ben. And his sister gave us our lovely prelude. So thank you, Liz Turner. Come up here. I've got something for you, too.
But wait, there's more.
Welcome. All right. Let's see. I need my list. I lost my list. All right. Marley, who plays the oboe with us every year and sounds wonderful. Marley, stand up so I can see you. She likes to hide behind people. This is for you, and this one is for you. You're welcome. All right. I'm going to preemptively thank someone. Well, she did it in the last concert, but thank you, Jenny. She's about to direct one of our songs so that I can sing. So I would like to thank you, Jenny, with this orchid. Would you like me to leave it down here? Okay. Everybody applaud Jenny. All right, and this very giant, lovely orchid goes to the fabulous Heather Collins, who is the other half of my brain. She is my assistant director. I know it doesn't say that in the program, but she, without her, this wouldn't happen. It would be a lot more chaos. She's so organized, and I love her to death, so thank you, Heather. And thank you for accompanying us, too. Woo! Shall I leave your orchid down here? Do you want the organ on the piano? We'll just leave it here. All right, and lastly, of course, I would like to thank all of you for being here, and you in the camera as well. Hello to everyone. My parents are there. It's been a hard year. I keep saying that, but it really has, and this is the time of year where we need to feel joy and hope, and it brings me hope that you're all here, and I hope that it has brought you hope. Hearing us sing and play for you. So thank you so much, and applaud for yourselves.
She's not done yet. The choirs, both bell choir and singing choir, have a gift for Liz. Actually, we have two gifts, one representative of the bell choir, and one representative of the choir, the singing choir. None of this would have happened without Liz. And she started in June, July, in the staff meetings. Can we have a Christmas concert? Please, can we have a Christmas concert? We're like, I don't know, maybe, and she got it. She got us to do it. We got started a little late. We got started in September. We usually start in August, so we were a month behind, so we made sure that we sang mostly songs that we already knew. The problem was half the choir hadn't sung them before because they weren't here. So it was new for some people, to all new for some people and not new for others. And we started in September here in the sanctuary, spaced out 6 feet apart, you know, with every other row spread out. Now, we couldn't do that for the performance, but we did our best during rehearsals. And it was hard because you couldn't hear each other. So it was like singing solos in choir. So it was really interesting. But, I mean, Liz listened and she helped us and worked with us so that we got it right. And so we came up with a choir program, and she'd also been asking for several years, I would really like to do a bell choir. How could we do a bell choir? And I said, well, Perry's got bells. They don't use them anymore, I don't think. Would you like me to ask? And finally, I just went ahead and asked, and they said, sure, we'll rent them to you for $0. So they gave them to us for free. We promised not to break them or abuse them or anything like that. And she has graciously and patiently taught us how to play these bells in just a few short months. So, as you know, in choirs, church choirs and church orchestras or whatever, we're all volunteers and we're all amateurs. And for the director, it's like herding cats. It's just we try and pay attention, but, you know, and she has been so gracious and so patient with us. So we really appreciate it. We, especially this year, as she was saying, we really needed to do this, just as like I hope you all really needed to hear this. And none of it would have happened without Liz. So Liz, thank you for persisting and insisting that we celebrate our hope in Christ. Thank you.
Y'all are going to make me cry. And I don't say y'all. I'm from Michigan. Thank you so much. Before we do our last two songs, I promised the choir that I would tell you about the first one because it sounds a little different than you might be used to hearing music. So I promised I would tell you about it. Turned off my microphone accidentally. Sorry, Larry. Sorry. All right, so this is called This Little Babe. We've done it before. You might have been here a couple years ago when we did it, but we wanted to bring it back because I love the powerful imagery it gives of Christ coming to earth as an infant, but how all hell does still at his presence quake. That's just such a powerful image. So if you'll bear with me, I'd like to read to you a little bit about this song, and then we'll continue on. So This Little Babe is part of a work called Ceremony of Carols, written by Benjamin Britten in 1942 while he was on a boat back to England from the United States, and he was bored. So he wrote carols, because that's what you do on a boat when you're bored. And he had acquired this book of poems on his trip, which inspired This Little Babe specifically. So it's taken from a poem by 16th century priest Robert Southwell. So a lot of the wording is very Old English, which is why there's things like pite and half. We have put the words for you on the back of the program so you can follow along, because what happens is we sing in a kind of round, which is where one part of the choir starts and another part comes in, and it gets a little crazy. So you can follow along on the back of your program. And I found this quote on the internet, of course, where else do you find things, by Lindsay Brigham Knott, and I would like to read it to you. And this is about This Little Babe. Perhaps the most startling paradox of This Little Babe, captured in both words and music, is the forcefulness of the martial imagery describing the event that was supposed to hail peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's a familiar tension of our experience of Christmas that somehow the celebration at which we most long for comfort, fellowship, harmony, security, rest, abundance, and joy often collides with our sharpest confrontations of grief, loneliness, discord, vulnerability, agitation, lack, and dismay. Each of these, in their painfully particular ways, confrontations with sin and sin's curse, death. If this Christmas finds you embroiled in the skirmishes against sin and fear and weakness and death, take heart. The battle itself testifies that your soul has joined with Christ in the fight. Now, in the lovely old words, stick to the tent that he hath pight. Within his manger you'll find safe ward, for he himself will be your guard. That little babe, heavenly boy, by whom at last you'll foil even these foes with joy. We will follow this song with another song about the strength and glory of Christ.
Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
Glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst.
Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and Lamb who died to ransom the slave.
Is he worthy?
Is he worthy? Blessing and honor and glory.
Is he worthy of this? To inform you, we don't have an encore. But thank you for being here so much. Thank you for joining us online, and Merry Christmas. Hopefully this kicked off your Christmas season so that you can focus on your hope in Christ. Thank you, everybody.
Merry Christmas.